Good morning, guys. So today's podcast is honestly just going to be music that is relatable. Honestly, clips of music that is relatable and that makes me feel like it's like relatable to me. I don't know. If it's relatable to you, make sure your friends listen and see if it's relatable to them. They can turn it on and pass. But first song I think is relatable to me is honestly, I know, one of the most weirdest songs out here, but it has got to be Jocelyn Flores. I guess it's just because of the beat. It's soft and mellow, and then it's the words that are hype. So it's like, I am a soft and mellow person, but I'm also a hype person. So it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but I'll explain it after you listen, because I'm pretty sure you'll be able to explain it and figure out what I'm trying to say after you listen to it. Now, that does not mean I want to kill myself, but it's just the thing how he can turn a soft, civil, and mellow beat into something that can be real hype for every person, not just for the people who like to be soft and mellow, and not just for the people who like to be all over the place, like to be hype. He made it where it's in a genre where both can listen to. Another song that I can relate to personally is All the Stars. I relate to that song, All the Stars, it's because it's telling you all the stars are closer. In other words, I don't know if you guys used to do this, but I still do it to this day. I was told that every dream you make goes up into a star, and every time you know you're getting close to a dream is when the star shines brighter. When the star shines brighter means it's getting closer. So that's why I guess I think it's relatable, because it's technically saying, well, all my dreams are closer. My dreams are right there. I can touch it. I am almost there to fulfilling my dreams. I am there. I can get all my dreams done if I just believe. I also gotta do work too. Now, don't think it's just believing and get your work done. You have to put the action to believe. But it's relatable. I'll explain more after you guys hear it. I'm pretty sure you guys will also be able to relate and know why I am relatable to the song. And I'm pretty sure you are too. Another song that I think is relatable is Family Feuds by Jay-Z. I already know I had to throw my little mix of Jay-Z and Beyonce in there because I love them. I do relate to them a lot. There are a lot of songs of hers and his that I relate to, but it's Family Feud that I relate to the most because he is right. Nobody is safe when the family feuds, because I'm telling you, when the family has something going on, it's going on through the whole family. It means a whole bunch of drama, and I know nobody wants that drama. Sorry if you couldn't understand me, but I'm really in a tight budget right now because I'm trying to make sure that you guys love this and make some more podcasts that you guys love to hear and listen to and you want to spread to your friends with. But I guess I know you guys will be able to, like I said in the other ones before, I know you guys will be able to relate, figure out why I think that Family Feuds is relatable. Honestly, it is one of my favorite songs, but let's listen to it. Yet another song from Jay-Z's album, oh my gosh, it is one of my favorite songs from there. It has to be The Story of OJ. I love that song. I don't know why. It's like both funny and relatable, and he teaches you some good stuff. Boys, y'all better be listening. Men, listen up. Put your listening ears on, or put your listening helmet on, whatever you want to say. But all I am saying, you better listen to this song very closely, because he teaches you what's better than popping them rubber bands and dollar bills at them girls. Credit. Shoot. You heard it first from Jay-Z, but I'm gonna let you guys hear it again. And last but not least, you already know I gotta put in my girl Riri, Love on the Brain. Oh my gosh, that is one of my favorite songs coming from Rihanna. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I don't know how many times I'm going to say it, but I will say it again. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I love it because it's like, people in this society will now do anything just to be loved. I guess the big deal about the society in this day is love, 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 love. But we don't know the definition of love. I'm sorry. I have to break it through. I'm going to be the wall breaker. I'm going to break it. I hate to be the one to take the cat out the box. But we don't know what love is. But I guess it's our top thing. Love is always on the top of our brain. So you already know. I got to play a song we got on our brain, which is Love on the Brain. So I know it's confusing, but y'all already know I'm playing the best songs for y'all. So let's get into that little clip. Hope you guys enjoyed that little podcast. I know sadly it has to come to an end, but I gotta make more podcasts for you guys to love and also share with your friends. Make sure if you like this podcast, and even if you don't, share it with your friends so they know. And if they like it, well, they like it. You might not like it, but we already know you love it. So let's just continue listening on for my next episode. But I'm gonna have to say sadly, guys, this is a goodbye.